Bob Hackelow along with Lisa Zizi, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. Every week at this time, David Snell joins us from Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, David. All right, so this morning we're going to talk about this this cool TikTok stuff, right? All the kids love it.
Exactly right. Lisa, do you have TikTok?
I downloaded it once, and then I got rid of it because my niece wanted me to download it, and like she challenges me with these dances, and I ignore them. I wanted to ask you how to get it out of my cloud. I just don't want it at all.
You want to do some dancing? Let's do some dance videos. Yeah, da la da dee, or whatever you do. I don't get it. Okay. I guess we're all old.
Tons of TikTok. Yeah, we are all old. Tons of TikTok videos out there that you can watch without having TikTok, if that's really what you want to do. The problem, though, with TikTok has been security, and it has been since back in 2019 right up until today. Yeah. And Apple caught the newest problem as they were testing their beta iOS version 14.
Okay.
So, well, it's great that it got caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because Apple, at least it seems like from their point of view as a company, they seem like they're very concerned about users' privacy. At least that's the way they come across.
So what was happening? What were they doing?
It's interesting. And if I had TikTok on my phone, I would be very concerned. So what happened was with the iOS clipboard function, if you want to copy something to something else, that function helps you copy text or images or paste it in onto another app. The clipboard can also be used to copy and paste text and images from one Apple device to another Apple device, like from an iPhone to a Mac or an iPad. Now, how I would use it, I have LastPass on my phone, and I will copy my password to the clipboard so I can use it to log into websites. So if I had TikTok on my phone, they'd have my passwords.
Oh. Yikes.
Not good. Not very good.
No.
And this is a worldwide problem, so TikTok is going to lose probably $6 billion as a result of being banned in India.
It's banned in India? Okay.
Yeah, it's been banned in India. It's been banned in many countries, and similar protests are coming in from major markets around the world, including the U.S. Now, something interesting to notice, as of last night, TikTok announced they'll be leaving the Hong Kong market.
Okay,
oh, so I did see that. Yeah,
I just saw a story over here. It says TikTok stopping operations in Hong Kong. What does this mean? Where are they going to?
Interesting. They haven't said that yet.
Okay.
But this has always been viewed as a Chinese military or a Chinese government surveillance program.
Yeah.
So if they leave China, then maybe they're just trying to clean up their image a bit. We don't know, but I'm not sure any country is going to want to let them in their country either.
Hmm. Yeah, I was going to want, I mean, maybe you can explain, David. Yeah, but it's true. I mean, obviously, as we act globally, if a company operates in a country that's outside the United States, it makes it difficult to control privacy, right?
Exactly. It's very difficult. The reason that they're leaving Hong Kong is because China passed a new security law that means they can go into any internet-type company without a warrant, arrest everybody, and do what they want. Throw them in jail, whatever they want to do with it, without any government supervision. They could just go right in and do it. So that's why TikTok's leaving Hong Kong.
Well, that's interesting because, again, if it's an arm of the Chinese military, you would think they would stick around or it wouldn't matter.
You would think that.
But
maybe this is just a smokescreen, Barb. We don't know.
Yeah, it could be more of just like an imaging thing because obviously the idea is to get many people to download the program onto their phones. And obviously I think they've succeeded in that. It does seem to be, you know, it's spread, I think, among younger people, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, more so than us older folks. We're not having dance parties on our phones. So, whatever. The other things that they share on TikTok, it's interesting what you might find there. Mm-hmm. Parents would be very surprised to see what's happening there. So most security experts are recommending removing TikTok from all of your devices. These latest revelations now have renewed those concerns. And the best advice we can give today is if you know someone that's using it, explain to them that it's essentially malware operated by the Chinese government running a massive spying operation, because that's what everyone still says it is, and just uninstall it.
Yeah.
Trying to get your kids to do that as a parent is going to be a challenge.
Well, yeah, good luck with that, because, yeah, imagine if you had that conversation with your niece, she would tell you to get lost, I imagine.
Yeah. She'd laugh in my face.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You don't get it. TikTok is fun. I'm dancing and having a good time.
What? I'm hanging out with my friends.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I don't see anything about China in here. Okay. Well, yeah.
It's all in English to me, right?
But you're right. I guess we have to be definitely concerned about this, as we have the ability to download these programs or something, or a big, you know, social media component. If it's run by a government that is not democratic.
A communist government, right?
I think you have to be concerned, I mean, about that until something changes over there drastically.
Or they move to some place like, I don't know, Hawaii. That might let them in for the business. Let's see how that goes. So I had one more thing I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, go ahead.
This morning, quickly. Now, we don't talk about Macs very often, and the threat of ransomware hasn't been too important for Macs until today.
Uh-oh.
The first full-fledged Mac ransomware surfaced only 4 years ago, and as of today, there's a new one called ThiefQuest. So in addition to being ransomware, though, what makes this a little more difficult and a lot more concerning is that it doesn't get used to ransomware. It searches for passwords. It can take files, looks for cryptocurrency wallets, key loggers to grab passwords, credit card numbers, and other financial information. And all of that is part of ransomware, but it has a second stage attack. That means it stays lurking on your system as a backdoor on infected devices, and it will continue to do all of this without your knowledge even after you reboot the computer. So it's a one-two punch for Macs that's especially noteworthy today, and people need to watch out for this.
Oh, okay. All right. And this is coming by way of, like, it would be an email that you shouldn't open, things like that?
All the normal venues of getting some type of an attack is email or an infected website, sharing files with folks you don't know, that type of thing. So
okay.
You need to be constantly vigilant, and especially, you know, many people say Macs don't get viruses. Well, that's not quite true.
Right. Okay, that's a good warning. Thank you.
Things we need to know.
There's going to be more information on the website. Go to my blog today for all of this information, plus an update on this Mac ransomware.
Okay.
And that's acsmartit.com. And you get all the information to keep you up to date and hopefully safer during these trying times.
Oh, right. Very good. Thank you for always keeping us safe. Thanks, David.
Have a great day.
You too.
David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke.